We're in Tosfos Lefichach. Yesterday, we just tried to get our bearings in this Tosfos. As you know, this is really what separates the men from the boys in terms of understanding, learning, and trying to really plug away, medayik, understand the give and take of the Tosfos. It's a perfect example of really what will allow you to grow in learning. So I don't know if we're going to get to the Teretz today. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will. But just to understand the various nekudos that come together, converge in Tosfos's question. We began yesterday to put a frame of reference around it. Let's try to go a little bit deeper and understand some of the ins and outs. And the truth of the matter is, the inyanim really are vast. If we were to learn the sugya of Tfisa, we could sit on this for weeks with many, many sugyas and shas that we're not going to do. We're just going to try to keep our bearings and focus on Tosfos, but some mitzamsem, a lot of what's out there in terms of Havana. Okay, so Tosfos here gives us a very interesting yesod regarding when tfisa can work to make a person a muchzik in a situation of suffik. Tosfos assumes that you don't need, this is the premise of Tosfos' question, you don't need a special umdina, a special anansadi, call it that, because we know that the two Shechenim built the Kosel together. That's how we know that the Malkum, the Avane, belongs to both of them. Even if we don't know that, of course we do know, but even without that special Umdina, in a situation where we don't know who built the wall, that goes into what's called Maman Hamuta B'Safik Cholkin. As long as you don't have a Muchzuk, or what seemingly is a muchzik doesn't count as a muchzik, the din will be maman hamuta b'safek chokin, which is the din of sumchis in all situations, and the chachamim agree to sumchis if you don't have a muchzik. And all of that is based on this rule, maman hamuta b'safek chokin, which is distinct from a psak, for example, of koda olam gavar, which is also a shayla of who they award the money to. Because as the Gemara says later in Cheskas Abatim, one of the rules in terms of determining Kod Yom Gavar versus Hamotzim Varaya is if you have a suffix of Drara de Mamona variety, which Petosus there and elsewhere, but Metzia explains, B'li Tanuseyam Ye Suffix Lebezdin, then the rule is not Kod Yom Gavar. Bezdin can't, let's explain it this way, can't simply walk away from the situation like a siluk and say, fight it out, because if the suffix is calling out for a resolution, there's a suffix that literally is inherent in the situation. Beis Din has a responsibility to paskin, so they won't say kol diom gavar, only if it's al yidei tanoseyem yesuffik of Beis Din, zelmer shalavosay, zelmer shalavosay, and the like. That's when Beis Din can say, we're not interested, we're not getting involved, we're not paskining kol diom gavar. Masha'inki and a suffix of Ramona, the psak would be yachloku. And again, if we hold like sumchis, that's true, even if there be a muchzik, but the chachamim would agree to sumchis if there is no muchzik. So with that, Tosfos moves a step further and says, well, in our situation, you won't have a muchzik. Why not? Couldn't we conjure up a case that one of these two shechenim would be a muchzik on the stones, namely, when the wall collapsed, the stones fell into one rishus of one of them, which makes him a tafus, which would give him the right to keep it based on Matzav Raya. Where do we find that a tfisa of such a sort, which is in a way artificial, it so happens to fall in his rishus, and yet that's good enough to say that he should win? We find that in two examples, Tosfos notes, from the Sugya Bais V'Aliyah Shoshnaim. One person is living on the second story, one on the first story, collapses, you don't know the stones belong to who. If it falls into one Rishus, the Gemara wonders. That should be a reason not for Yachloku, but for Matzav Raya. The other example, Hamachi Parva Hamor, you don't know at the moment that the transaction is taking place, the Kinyan, was the birth that the parah had a calf, was it before the kinyan, so it still belongs to the marakama, the previous owner, or was it after the kinyan? in which case the person who's zocheh in the para, namely, is also zocheh in the calf, in the baby. And the Gemara asks, why is it simply yachloku in the Mishnah there in Bamitzia Daf Kuf? Why not look and see where the para is? And the Gemara has to give initially the teretz. It's ba'agam, it's no man's land. So again, what do you see? That in the case where, even though that which become a muchzik is artificial, it just so happens it was in his property then, but doesn't then, it's not like a muchzik like, you know, like a motzim avaraya where you don't have to pay because you have the money already. It's just, umaisa, you're a tuffless, you happen to have the para, but you see that that's good enough, and maybe that's the answer to our question. Why do you need a kamanta l'fichach in the Mishnah, this new Anan Sahadi, we know that they for sure built it together. You need it, because otherwise, what if the Avanim fell into one person's wishes? The Tosfos says, no, there's a difference. And here is where we have to understand the crux of Tosfos Chiddush. Tosfos is distinguishing, let's see it outside and try to be masbir it, and then look a little more carefully inside and see if we can offer a different way to understand it. But what Tosfos seems to say in distinguishing between our situation and the other cases is the timing. Tosfos explains that here the suffix already existed prior to the point in which one of the two people became a tafus, became a muchzik. And that's why there won't be zochem bin din hamotz mevaraya, because there was already a suffix. If there'd be a question, there's a question immediately. Who, you see a wall between Reuven's Rishus and Shimon's Rishus. And we wonder, is it Reuven's wall, is it Shimon's wall? We don't know. And we'd have to look at that situation, we'd have to paskin yachloka already then. And therefore, when the wall falls, and Reuven now has all the stones by him, he's not going to win with Mosev Raya, even though he's a tafus, because it was already a suffix beforehand. Whereas in those other cases that we mentioned, the entire situation of suffix that brings with it the psak of yachloku, all of that is happening later, subsequent to that which you're muchzik, or simultaneous with that point that you're muchzik, hamochish of chasav v'yolda, we don't know when the calf was born, and meanwhile the para happens to be in the rishus of that person, be it the mocher, the one that originally had the para, or the other one. No, so that's where the tfisa works for him. Mashekin and our Mishnah, Tosfos says, I'm back to square one. Why do we need lefichach? Right, that's the cheshbon that Tosfos says. Why do you need the lefichach, the vadai, that we know they built it together? Let it just be that way, midin safik. And understand, true, there's a difference in longness, right? If it's based on what Tosfos is arguing, maman amut b'safik chokin, it's a din of safik that they would divide the stones and the place. And now the Mishnah is telling me the din is vadai. But the point of Tosfos' question is, so what? The din is the same. My nafkamina and the lamdas. Lamaisa, you don't need this lefichach to tell me yachloku. It should be that way anyway. And Tosfos also, keep in mind, the raya Tosfos had that this is correct, that even if it falls into one person's reshus, the tfisa will not work for that person to win. It would still be yachloku because of the kasha of the Gemara when it comes to the case of Bika, where they both agreed to build the wall and they both make a chazis. In fact, the Gemara, why do you need to have both a chazis, have no chazis, and it'd be the same? And the problem is, what do you mean? What if it fell into one person's reshus? So only because we have a chazis for both should we know? Apparently, that doesn't matter. It wouldn't help to be zocheh. And the din would still be achloku misafik. No, Tosfos says, what do you need l'fichach in the beginning? So what is that svara? What does Tosfos mean in this point that you can't become a muchzik because it was already a safik beforehand when the wall was up? So probably the best marker to know about in discussing this Tosfos and understanding it is the Kuntres HaSfekis, which is the brother of the Ksos, which you find, I think, in the back of some of the editions of Ksos. I happen to have it as a separate sefer with some Ha'aris. But he has an entire sefer, really, devoted, as you can say, you know, Kuntres HaSfekis, right? The entire sefer is, you know, in Yesugis relating to Safik Mamon. That's basically entire Kuntres. So Kal Beis, and one of the famous Sugis in Shas, and of course, you know, it's very much part of any discussion of sfeikos and tfisa is a sukkah called Takfo Kohen. Now you know the reason for the Shach's name of his sefer. He was Kohen as well, so probably that was probably also what he had in mind. Shavsi Kohen, the Shach. Takfo Kohen was his essay, you could say, about Kolim of Tfisa, that sugi of Tfisa. And on the heels of that, you have the Kuntus of Sveikus, who of course is Mefalpo in the same Inyanim. But what is Takfo Kohen all about? Safik Bechor, the sugi in Davavin Bamitsia, Safik Bechor. Is it a Bechor or is it not? Misafik Hamotz Mechaber Lavaraya. And the Yisrael can keep it, because the Kohen has no definitive proof that it was a Bechor, and therefore Misafik, he doesn't have to surrender it to the Kohen. What if the Kohen grabs it? That's the sugya discussion over there in Davav, working off of the case in the Mishnah, Shnei Mosin Betalis, the Din Shabi Achloku. What if Takfa Echad Defaneinu, in front of Beis Din, one of the two people who argues that Talis is mine, grabs it from the other, and would it help him now to become a Muchzik if after the fact he grabs it? And Mar goes from there to Takfa Kohen, and the whole tumul in Poskim is how do we paskin at the end of the sugya? The pashtus, it should come out that Takfa Kohen Mutsiin Miyado. But the Rambam has a unique tzak. And the Rambam says, Tokun emotsin, and there's a lot of ink spilled to understand where the Rambam got that from. And that's how Klal Beis begins, just to have a little bit of the backstory here. Klal Beis, Akuntas Asfekas, Yevayer, the Tokfu Koi Mutsiin Miyado, Behu Adin Kosfeka Bimitsius, even a tray of tray, which is one type of a suffix, two Adam say one thing, two Adam say another thing, a matter of mammon. What if the person who doesn't have the mammon grabs it from the other one? Anyway, why am I telling you all this? Okay, we're getting to Aratosis, okay? So, from the discussion of Takfa Kohen, Motzin, Emotzin, and understanding where the Rambam could have been coming from when he paskins, as he does, then he gets to our discussion of Aratosis and says, what does Tosis mean that you can't be Toface and become a Muchzik if the suffix was already there before when the wool was up? And he suggests initially, but then he has a problem with it, and then he has another pshat. So let me start with how he starts. He says, it should basically be based on the idea, and we'll use the terminology that's oftentimes used, tfisa le'achar shenolad ha-suffix. Okay, that alone, that's the point. The suffix already was born, then tfisa doesn't work. Just like, I guess, the classic example I just gave you of Takfa Kohen. It's a suffix Bechor. It's by the Yisrael. He doesn't have to surrender it. Comes to Kohen and grabs it. Tfisa l'achashal er suffix. Doesn't work. So too, the Gemara that starts off Takfa Kohen. Two people are arguing about a talis. We went to Paskin Yachloku. Well, Maisa, one of them decides, he's very aggressive, and he grabs it, the Faneinu, and now he has everything. No, so it doesn't count for anything. Tfisa l'achash no ha-suffik. And so too, says Tosa, since there's a suffik already in place before anything happens to the wall, now the Avanim happen to fall into one person's side, his b'shus, won't count for anything. Tfisa l'achash no ha-suffik. Even though, you know, he's a toughless now, but the suffix already existed. And that's the yesod of Tosas Dabeis Di Masro Fichach, that becoming a muchzik can only be in a case such as what Tosas mentions as two examples. Mocher Shevchasa V'yolda, Machu Par V'chamor, right, where the para was in the reshus of one or the other when it gave birth. And you don't really know the timing, but the para was the maisa there. But when did he acquire? He didn't acquire it until the maisa kinyan. Whether it was mechash shivchas of yol, the same thing. Whenever the money was transferred, it's the kinyan. But maisa, it was in his rishus, and whoever's rishus it is. So then it's not laachash noda suffik. It was already there. Or the other case, or simultaneous, or before, but not laachash noda suffik. And that could be what Tosas is saying. Why doesn't he settle for this pshat? And this again, this is a yam, what I'm telling you now, but this is because Tosis himself, in several places in Shas, seems to offer a possibility that Tfisa can work la'achash noel asafik. If, one of the suggestions in Tosis, if the person whose toface has a tainas bari. In other words, tokfo kohen motzi miyado, because nobody knows whether this animal was the firstborn of the mother or not. So the kohen is only a shema. But if the person whose toface, notwithstanding that it's achash noel asafik, but if he has a tainas bari, Tosis uses this as a suggestion to reconcile a stira, the kasha Tosis has. Again, not to bog everybody down too much, but just to give you a little bit of the idea. So the kasha that Tosis wrestles with is Magmar and Ksuvis on Daf Chaf, and how to reconcile that, where it seems like Tfisa will work, Achash Noel Safik, with Tukfa Kohen, Motzi and Miyada. So what's the case? Just so you have full information. Second parak in Ksuvis talks about a situation of a shtar that has two signatures of Eidim, but they're no longer alive. Two people, now you have to mekayim the shtar by authenticating the signatures, and you have two people to come along and tell us, we recognize these signatures as Reuben and Shimon who signed this shtar, but we know that they signed it under duress, anusim hayu, or they were pasul edus. So the information they're giving us is not really going to help us to allow the shtar to be valid, because even though they recognize the signatures, they're telling us it's a problematic shtar, and it was a problematic chasima. So therefore, in that case, since they give you everything, you can't believe them, you know, they're believed, because you don't have any evidence that it's a good shtar, except through them, these Eidim, and the Eidim are telling you that these Eidim are not really going to count for anything. But, says the Gemara, if you have independent verification on this ksav yad, on this chasima, then hare ein nemanim, ein elu nemanim. Again, so the people who originally came forward and said that these signatures are not going to help us, because even though we know the signatures, but they were ketanim, they were anusim, they were psulei edus, but if I have independent verification, then those people who say that it's worthless are not believed. Frek the Gemara, they're not believed, would suggest that this shtar can be used to collect money. The shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon $100, I have independent verification on the edus, so Reuven's going to have to pay Shimon $100. Ask the Gemara, but wait. On the one hand, you have independent edus that this is a good shtar. On the other hand, you have Edim that tell you that it's not good because they were anusim, they were ketanim. So how can you collect? It says, harei einem their money. So the Gemara comes and answers on Chaf Amar Aleph. Rav Nachman says, it's trei l'gabei trei, two against two. And you leave the money where it is. In other words, Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon $100 because, for all we know, the Eidim are not valid, right? Says Rashi, so what does it mean when it says, Hare ain't a money? In what sense are they not believed if you're not going to collect? So in what sense are they not believed? So Rashi says, and Tosis quotes it, this is what gets Tosis started, the nafgamina will be that, not that it's a good shtar to collect, but we won't rip it up. So we don't rip it up. Why is it relevant? Because if the Reuven is, Shimon is going to come to Reuven and grab $100 from him, itafis lo mafkina mine. Because again, the money stays where it is. The money stays by Reuven right now, but if Shimon becomes the tafus, because he grabbed the money, it will stay by him. So therefore, that's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that says, again, what did Rav Nachman tell us? That it's not believed because leave the money where it is. So for now, we're not ripping up the shtar because for all we know, the shtar is good shtar. So it might not gemina, but you're not collecting because maybe they're not good Eidim. But what if the malveh, alleged malveh, comes and grabs? Tosis comes with a question. What do you see in this Gemara? That Tfisa works by a suffix mum. Confusing? Not confusing? Clear? You can look up the Tosis later if you didn't get the details. But the Tosis and Daf Chaf, Amir Aleph, and Ksuvis, And you also find a similar Tosfos later in Daf Kuf Hei in Bava Basra. You don't have to go too far. Turn to Kuf Hei. The details more in Tosfos that you'll find. But meanwhile, essentially, that's one of the main kashas that's dealt with. So one of the answers that's given, and you'll find this again in Tosfos Kuf Hei in Bava Basra, as well as here in Ksuvos Daf Chaf, one of the answers is that when you have a Tainas Bari, Tfisa will work. Let me read you a couple of lines from Tosfos. Tosfos Kasha, bringing Rashi's Pshat, the Kasha, the Amma Pekam Dama Mitzia, Gabi Safik Bechor, Tokvo Koin Mitzia Miyado. Alma Tfisa de la Acha Sveka, Lav Kumhu. Tfisa la Acha Sveka is nothing. And here Rashi says that Eina Manim, to the extent that you don't go up with the star, because Ukiman Vecheskas Mare goes in both directions. Right now, he doesn't pay, but if the guy will grab, he'll keep it. So you see, Tfisa works the Acha Sveka, and by Tokvo Koin, it says it doesn't work. The Yeshlomar, keywords of Tosfos Ksuvos Daf Chaf, Yeshlomar, the shiny gabi bechor, she kohen tofes misafik. The en yodea in bechorhu. Aval hacha she toin bari mahan yotfisa. Okay, so I have a line of Tosfos, mefurish, that tfisa, the achar, she nolad hasafik, will work betainas bari. And you can imagine the Kuntz Fakus has a lot to say about this and all the different shitas about whether, in fact, this is correct or not. But nachzor l'didan, to Aratosis, suddenly we're in hot water. Because we would have liked to learn pshat in Tosis da Beis Amid Aleph, in Bava Basra. What Tosis is telling us is that even though the stones fell into one person's vishus, one of the two neighbors, it's not going to count to make him a muchzik, that because of that you needed this new lefichach of the Mishnah, because it's a tfisa, we want to say pshat, it's tfisa l'achash, no, it's a suffix, because already when the wall was up, it's a suffix. But after all, what is Reuven saying? Maybe it's mine, maybe I built it, or it's mine, I built it. The time is buried. And Tosfos Shita himself, again, you could argue Tosfos here is going a different Shita, but okay, we wouldn't want to say that. Tosfos says a few times in Shas, at least twice, suggesting that Tfisa with a Tainas Bari does work afterwards. This is one of the problems that he runs into. So because of this, he brings another Pshat and Tosfos that we're going to present in the name of his brother. I don't think he means Iksos, he means probably another brother, the Okehanim. Yeah. V'achi Alufi Marach HaKoyen Hei Shivli says the Kuntz HaSfekus, a different way to learn Pshat and Tosfos. And the emesis, if we look back in the words of Tosfos, I think we'll see why it's perhaps more meduyik to say like he's saying now than to have just said what we just said until now. Lashon of the Kuntz HaSfekus is as follows. Hei Shivli, HaTosfos Mechalkin B'derech Zeh. Deheicha D'Tchilas HaDin. What's the case in Ksuvos Rabosai? What was before the Tfisa? What was the Psak? That Reuven doesn't have to pay. Why? Hamotz Mechmer Lavarai. Now Shimon, the alleged Malve, grabs. So he's grabbing Lachashanah with a suffix from a point where the Psak would have been. What? Hamotz Mechmer Lavarai. What's the case in Natosis? That the stones fall into Reuven's Rishus, subsequent to a suffix that had the psak of what? Of what? Of Yachok. Right? That's what Tosfos is saying. Let's hear how he puts it. Heicha detchilas hadin hamotzi mechavera olav araya, oz mahani tfisa afilu achar shenolad asafik kosa toein bari. In other words, from a situation of Motzvah Varaya, comes the other party and grabs it with a Tainas Bari, now we're going to paskin for him a Motzvah Varaya. What's changed? Who's the Motzi Mechavera? that would be the Olav Araya. First, Reuven was holding it, and Shimon would need a raya, but if Shimon grabbed it, now the psak will shift to be let it stay by Shimon and Olav Araya on Reuven. As long as it's a Tanis Bari. Tanis Shema wouldn't work. Tanis Bari would. The Kevan She'ilo Ibn Tchilo Ledin. Hayagamkein Hadin Hamot Zimechav Olav Araya. So what changed in terms of the psak din? Did anything change? Or the application of the psak? What's changing? Is the psak din changing? The psak is Hamotzev Raya, be it one person or the other. But either way, nothing's changed. In that way, Bar Tanis Bari works. Ela shemetchila hayarisha muchzik v'achshav asheni. Ve'en hadin nishtana. The din is not changing, just the application of the Hamotzev Raya was changing. Avo heichi, and this is what Tosis is saying, Avo heichi shetchilas hadin beinayim yachlok. Ukehai deresh basra, like in case in Baba Basra davdeis, afilu tafas echad achakach mafkinan minei lahamid hadin becheskoso. So both say, Kunis Asfakis in the name of his brother is suggesting a different reading of Tosis. What he seems to be saying is, not that Tosis means in general, klal, that Tfisa Lachash Noah Asafik doesn't work. Tosis himself acknowledges Betanis Bari that it could work. But Tosis means specifically in connection to what we have here, when at the point that it was a Safik, there was a Psak of Yachloku, for Tfisa to work, it would mean changing the Psak from what would be Yachloku to be Hamotz Mevaraya. That doesn't work, even though it's a Tanis Bari. But if the original psak of the Suffolk would have been a Motfi of Araya, and then so happens that the one who is all of Araya becomes aggressive, and he grabs it, and now it's by him, and he has a taina that it's for sure his, then we're not changing the psak, we're just changing how it gets applied, and then the Tofes can keep it, and now all of Araya becomes on the other side. Now, if you look in the Lashon of Tosfos, we recognize very much how to learn and read the words. L'chaira, this pshat seems to be more appropriate for the Lashon of Tosfos as opposed to what we said before outside. Because Tosfos doesn't just talk about the timing, he also throws in the point of the Yachloku. Notice again in the key line that we noticed in Tosfos, where Tosfos brings out the distinction why here Tfisa cannot work, and therefore Tekasha remains Akasha, what do you need the Lefichach? Tosfos says, even though the Gemara mentions in those two places that you could say a Motzev Araya, Hainu Mishum, the Hasam Mitchila Mevura Haya Hadavar, B'shus Echamem Noed HaSafik. Now, if I would stop right now and finish the sentence on my own, I would say, according to the first pshat that we said, Masha'ekin over here, where the suffix was already nolad, and therefore Tfisa doesn't work. But how does Tosis continue? Over there, Mitchilam Mevura Hayadavar, Bishusachamim Noad Asafik. Over there, in those cases that he quoted from the Gemara, it was clear initially, and then the suffix was created later. Aval Hacha, Meikara Noad Asafik, V'im Hayubayin Lachlok. So what do you see Tosis is doing? He's not just talking about the fact that it's Achnod HaSafik, he's talking about the fact that there would have been a Yachlok. He goes on. And therefore, even according to Rabban the Sumchis, that don't hold him as a Chokin, HaChamodi, Gidrekach HaZok Yosei Yosem Lezeh. So therefore, in that regard, there was Sumchis. And there's a yachloku havering here. And therefore, I feel enough as Yachamina, we have Shachakoch. Therefore, the yachloku doesn't change. So, Bosai is a different reading of Tosis. It's not a general rule about Pisach Shnor Asafik not working even with Tanis Bari. Could be Tosis agrees with what he said elsewhere, that Tanis Bari would work, Achnor Asafik. But specifically, when it comes from a yachloku situation. And again, what does he seem to be saying? Because Lemaisa, the psak did not change. The psak is Hamotzi Mechaber Olav Araya. It's just that it just becomes a different person who's the Motzi and the Olav Araya. Interesting. Different Yisod of Tosis. Let's tweak this a little bit, maybe. It's the same Mahalach, but just maybe let's present it in a little of a different way than the way that is presented in Kuntus HaSveikas. The way he says it is the psak was yachloku. So a tfisa cannot work to change the psak from one type of psak of safik, of yachloku, to a different psak called a mertzvah of raya. Whereas if originally the psak was mertzvah of raya, just that Reuven is the muhsak and the motzi is Shimon, and now it's the other way around, then the psak still is mertzvah of raya. So that's okay. But it's about the psak, the name of the psak itself. That's where tfisa cannot work to alter the psak that should exist here for the suffering. Chura, Tosis says in the last words of Tosis, when he comes back to us, he says a lashon as follows. Lo yasid ha'acher kocho. Notice the lashon there? Tosis focuses not as much on the psak of yachloku, but the koach of the person who has a stake in the yachloku. Take a look with me at the lashon again. Right, he starts by saying, over there, in those cases, mivura hayadavar b'shisach noda safik, right? But over here, in our case, meikar noda safik. Had they come be'ota kosu kayam, they'd be choken b'shav. Misafik. Even the Rabbana, because they would agree, because there's no chazakal as a yosem ilazeh. Hilkach. Therefore, afilu nafesh ezechad minayu, even though fell into one person's b'shisach, so seemingly now he's a tafus, lo yafsid ha'acher kocho. The other one who was entitled to what from before? What was the earlier state, the previous state of Suffolk? What would have entitled him to have? Half. So Tosis' angle is, I would say, not as much on the psak yachloku has to be carved in stone, can't change, but the person who is entitled to have his half without having to bring a raya, that cannot be taken away from him. So again, it's the same basic approach, but the focus being not on the psak per se that cannot be altered, but on the fact that he was entitled to get his share without being a raya. But now, if I say this, then I have to, you're going to ask me a simple question. I'm going to anticipate your question, maybe, right? No. But now, wait a second. But now, what about in the case where the original psak was mostly of a raya? Wouldn't that have also meant? See, if you say it the way it's written in Kuntus HaSveikas, then, yachloku can't change to another psak. But motzav of araya, so it is motzav of araya. So nothing changed. The psak is olav araya. Just who's the olav? Okay. But the way I'm going now in the words of Tosis, liyasa da'achel kocho, so the koach is that he should be entitled to get his half with the yachloku psak without having to bring araya. That can't be, he can't deprive him of that now that someone else with Tophis or the stones, because the situation prior would already have, in within the psak that was inherent in that situation, he would have been entitled to half. No? So say the same thing if he was a mitzvah of raya originally. But that psak is inherent in that, is that he should be entitled to that entire amount without having to bring a raya. So now you're telling me that's changing. He's deprived that entitlement. What's the difference? The question is not a question. See, I want to have it both ways. I want to read the Tosis as l'yafsid achel kocho, but I want it to only be true when it's a yafsid achel kocho of a yachloku, but not when it's a yafsid achel kocho of a mutzvah v'raya. What's the difference? Yeah.
In that case, I mean, in our case, at the time of before the tefisa, so nobody's holding on to it, and therefore they each have.
Good. And in case of a raya, what's the koach?
One of them has it. So you can say his entitlement is only when he has it.
Ah, beautiful. Okay. Hear what Ari's saying, everybody. The koach is a tuya bedavar. It's not koach to have it with it. It's a koach because of your muhsik. That koach is intertwined with your being a muhsik. It's not just the fact that you're entitled to get it. You're talking about because he's a motzi, you're a muhsik. That entire paradigm shifted when the other person became a muhsik. So memela, a lover raya, is now the other direction. Whereas in the Yachloku situation, there's no strings attached. The suffix, inherent suffix of Dorda Mamona has within it the basis to award the other each of them half, right? Because of the suffix itself. Lo yafsid kocho, the fact the other person now grabbed it, or the avonim fell into his vishus, but he was already entitled to half without conditions. Not because he's mochsik, there's no one mochsik, no one's a mochsik. There's no strings attached. So that's what the angle of Tosis, not the yachloku changing, but the shear of the yachloku that should be given to him, that cannot change with the fact that now the stones are by the other guy. Whereas if a person is first a mochsik, and now the other one became a mochsik, so I already had a koach to hold on to it, your koach to hold on to it because you were a mochsik. Now he's the mochsik, he's the tougher, he's grabbing. But wait a second, let me ask you another question in Havana here, for all the lamdim in the room, okay? But wait a second, this guy who had it first by himself, by him, and the other guy grabbed the Tukfah Kohen equivalent with the Tainas Bari, right? So the other person grabs with the Tainas Bari, and now we say he can keep it. This guy should say, let's talk a Dvarta Mamona situation, right? If I wasn't a mochsik, what would be my stake in the suffix? What would I be entitled to? Half. Because of Yachok. Because I was a mochsik, you're going to be harder on me? Now I won't be able to get? Now he's going to keep it all? Give me half at least. How could you make it worse for this guy? Because he's a mochsik, and now the other guy grabbed it from me, and now he keeps everything. If I wasn't a mochsik, so the halacha would have in it Yachokum, one of them would. Now I'm a total mochzik, and now he grabs it from me, and now you say, well, it's still mochzik v'raya, it's just that you're the motzi, and all of v'raya is on you. But the same way you're telling me in a yachloku that I was entitled to half based on yachloku, that can't be taken away from me when he grabs it. So what are you telling me? Well, my entitlement here to get the whole thing was only because I was a mochzik, and now I'm not a mochzik, so I lost that entitlement. Yeah, but let me at least have the entitlement that's inherent in the situation were I not a mochzik. Follow me, Rabosa. Is it a gamda shakasha or not? I think so. Right? What would be if I wasn't a mochzik? I would have the stake of the yachloku. So would I not? Should I at least have that left for me? No, what do you say? You're just stretching. What do you say, Chevra? No. No. You have to stretch for such a kasha. No. You have to stretch yourselves, right? What do you think? Obviously, it's not a kasha. The question is, why not? Like, why shouldn't that be a taina for this person? I think the teretz has to go like this. That entitlement to have a half of the yachloku is bound together. Why? Where does that come from, my half of the yachloku? It's locked in the hip with something else. My share in yachloku is my entitlement because of what? Because the other guy's entitlement. Correct. That's what it means, Yachloku. The psak of Yachloku is half here and half there. Therefore, you can't access that entitlement of half in a case where the other guy's not getting half. And therefore, all you have left is right now, you're the mukhsik, and your entitlement is to have the whole thing based on being a mukhsik. He grabbed it, he's the mukhsik, and he wins. Halav haraya now becomes, you have to bring the right take from him. If it's a Yachloku situation where no one's a mukhsik, then that inherent suffix has within it to award both each of them half. That's where lo yafsid ha'achir kolcho. That's where your entitlement of a suffix that has within it yachloku is not going to disappear with this tfisa. This is just all within the mahalach of the kundas ha'sveikis, but again, taking it in a different direction slightly. Again, he just focuses on the fact that the psak remains has to remain yachloku, and can't be altered to a motzvei v'raya. We're saying it with the knech of Tosus, lo yafsid ha'achir kolcho, meaning within a yachloku, there's a stake that each one should have without having to prove why he's getting it. That's where he doesn't lose his leverage. But that leverage is dafka in a yachloku case that doesn't exist in a hypothetical sense when it's a muchzik case. In a muchzik case, it's an entitlement based on being a muchzik. The other person became a muchzik, and therefore he would win. But back to our problem, that's why Tosfos is struggling here to understand what's pshat in our Mishnah. What do you need a lefichach? Okay, so this is all in terms of that inyan of the Kuntos Sfeikas, that key line of Tosfos. Okay, a couple of other things, you know, that strings that we have to, you know, tighten here within this whole first half of Tosfos. So Tosfos concludes with this distinction between Kol D'Olam Gavar of Shalavosai, Shalavosai, and our situation of the Psak should be Yachloku. And Tosfos says, what? Dvar de Mamona, the Gemara later. So let's analyze that. Everything is good so far? Everything till now clear? Hopefully, good. I mean, to chew over, but let's focus on the Ksos now. The Ksos is interesting, Shaila Pshat and Tosfos, just to understand better what that line of Tosfos means. So Tosfos calls our case of the wall that fell, that there's a Dror de Mamona here, and it's something already existed from before, and then whatever Pshat you'll say as we went over, why nothing will change when the stones fall into one side. And that's the difference. Shalavosai, it's al yidei tanoseim. There's a suffix. In our case, it's inherent in the situation. The Ksos doesn't understand this. And he says, I have a different way to answer Tosfos' point of why here the psak is would be yachloku, and over there it's kodom gava. So this is, again, just for the sake of the ideas, it's kedai just to have this and know about it. But in terms of understanding Tosfos, I think we could figure out, and they have in the bottom here a few different svaras in explaining what Tosfos holds. But what is this Ksos all about? Kufnun, the Kufnun Vav, Kufnun Zayin. Ikal Medak, right? Imagine you saw it in the morning. So Tosfos says that you don't say Kol Dam Gavar by the case of the Kosel, because it's Dvar de Mamona. So the Ksos wants to know. There's an example in the beginning of Bamitzia of a case that the Gemara clearly defines as not Dvar de Mamona. That's the Gemara, the base on the base. And that's the case of Shnaim Olsim B'Talis. So each one is holding the edge of the talis, and each one says it's Kula Shali. The din is Yachloku, and the Gemara tries to figure out why it's Yachloku. The Gemara brings in the Inyanim of Mamna Mutta B'Safik Chokin and wonders, well, if it goes like Sumchis, but then we have a Shvua here. Umaisa, the Gemara also labels our situation not to be Dvar de Mamona. Umaisa Tosfos also discusses, the point Tosfos here in Bava Tzia, the Klolim, when you say Yachloku, when you say Kol D'Olam Gavar, and so on, Yemunach, different things. Ask Ksos, but it's clear that the case of the Mishnah Dav Beis in Bava Tzia is not Dvar de Mamona. And it's Yachloku, so then why is it Yachloku? One way to think about the Yachloku could have been Mamona B'Safik, but no, they're not saying that. It's not Dvar de Mamona, so why is it? So Tosfos has a suggestion, because it's Ochzin. Ochzin shiny. Let's maybe put it in the following way, Tosfos wasted to explain it, but we can't say Kol D'Olam Gavar by Ochzin. Beisdin can misalg themselves sometimes, but if people are holding on to it, each one has a stake and holding on, Beis Din can't walk away from that. So then the Beis Din comes in and says, Yachloku. Ein lanu haniach sheyigzo echas chaver, Tosfos Lashon is. Okay, so Ochzin, so you have a different idea as far as why Shneimus and Metallus is Yachloku. The Ksos asks, why would Baba Basra Dav Beis be more Dvar de Mamona than Bamitzia Dav Beis? Just understand. Now, what's the klav Dvar de Mamona? Al yidei tanoseim yesavu lebeisdin is not Dvar de Mamona. Beli tanoseim yesavu lebeisdin is Dvar de Mamona. What did Tosfos tell us? You have a wall. Right away, you have a question. You have a suffix. Whose wall is it? It's between two different properties. Whose is it? Says Ksos, apparently, I see a talis, two people holding a talis. What should immediately cross my mind? Whose is it? So why is that called not Dra de Mamona, and why is this case called Dra de Mamona? That's what the Ksos asks. But may have a Dra de Mamona Yosef Mishnei Mosin Betalus. Uprahikshu Tosus Vej Perkamit Bamitsia, Gavishnei Mosin, Da Maiwa Min Kodom Gavar, Tosu Asin Da Vez. Why not say Kodom Gavar over there? Vishnei Mosin Betalus. So Tosus suggests over there an answer, because you don't say Kodom Gavar only where no one is a muhsik, when there's no muhsakin. Zemashalavosai, no one is a muhsik. Here, Shnayim Mochsim Betalus, we can't walk away and be misalga ourselves. We have to pass, and we can't do Kodam Gavar. Vimken, Hachinami, Lav Dra de Mamona. The Ha Mfarshi Tosis, Dra de Mamona, Belitan Asim Yisafik Obezdin, Hacha Ina Safik, Elai De Tanu Seyin, Kmo Shnayim Mochsim Betalus. He says, it should be the same thing. They're arguing about the wall. If anything, what should Tosis have said? What's the difference between Baba Basra, Davez, Amid Aleph, and Baba Basra, Amid Hey, by the Arva, called Yom Gavar? Why shouldn't Tosis say the Chiluk of Ochsin, says Ixos? Gabi Arva, there's no Mukhzakin. Therefore, called Yom Gavar. Why does the Mishnah of Baba Basra say Yachloku? Because, interesting thing, he says, you can call that Ochsin. We have to know what this means. This is not for us right now. He brings a Rambam in Toin Vinitan that you can have a situation of two people, Yoshim Mitzad Arema, start some pile, and each one says, it's mine, Yachloku. So, you want to say something about distinguishing between Arva and our Mishnah? Say that! Say that our Mishnah is Ochsin. Interesting. Ochsin. Where's Ochsin? Where's Ochsin in the Rambam? Also not clear. Also difficult is the Shvuah. The Shnayim Mosin B'Talis Halacha, you need a Zei Yishava. The Gemara talks about you need the reason for the Shvuah, but then Shnayim Shvuah, I don't know what happened to that. Rabbanan, whatever. So the Tosus argument is twofold. He says, I don't understand what Tosus is saying to defend you between the case of Arva by the boat, of Nachman's case, Zomash Avosai, and so on, Kodiyom Gavar, and the Mishnah here, that would be Yachloku. Tosus distinguishes between Dra de Mamona, that it's Dra de Mamona here and not over there, and that's the Gemara's cloud. The Gemara gives that cloud. Like Machet Par Bachamar, it's a Dra de Mamona, and the case of Kodim Gavar is not Dra de Mamona. But in fact, so why is our case more Dra de Mamona than Shnayim Mosin B'Talus? Question number one. Question number two, if you want to answer the Kasha, say something else. Say it works because of Ochsin. Okay, so that already. You know, you have to know b'cha, why it's ochzin if you're not holding the wall, but they're next to the wall. Okay, so the Rambam says, by the case of Arema, it's shneim ochzin. You have to know what the Rambam means. So they want to distinguish, maybe over there it's a reshus, that shaykh to both of this. Okay, that we're not going to go into. But just to try to think about the first kasha d'ksos. Why is it so pashut to Tosus that our case is Dra de Mamona more than shneim ochzin b'talus? In other words, I see two people holding onto a talis. Shouldn't I have doubts right away, inherently in the situation? I push up shantosis. Dra de Mamona here. Why not shnei mosim b'talis? That's not Dra de Mamona. What's the difference? There it's al yidei tanaseyim, yei safek obezdin. And then you have to find another reason why it's yachlok or not kodiyom gavar, right? Because after all, if it's not Dra de Mamona, then it should be kodiyom gavar. So that's what Tosis discusses. Ochzin shiny. Fine. But it's not Dra de Mamona. That's the given. It's only a suffix because Zeh Omer, the Zeh Omer, Kushali, right? That's why it's a suffix. No, and by the wall, that's a Tosus Tain. Why is the wall more Dra de Mamona? The Shnayim Mosin B'Talus. That's our focus question. What's the difference? And it's clear to Tosus. Tosus says, that's the line of Tosus. Dra de Mamona here. So there's a number of ways that we can solve this, and they bring in our notes already. The first suggestion would be, and they bring it from Benu Peretz already, in Bamitzia Dabeis, that when you have a talis that two people holding on to, you know why it's not Dra de Mamona? Because I see that, what do I see? It's a suffix or it's not a suffix? What do I see? Okay, so what? Who does it belong to?
Both
of them. Yeah. It's only when each one argues kushali that I have an issue. That's why it's a suffix. Without a suffix, who do I assume it is? Both of us. Masha Enkin over here. There's a wall on the border of Reuven's field. And a border of Shimon's field. Now, I look at the situation right now, before anything happened. Maybe Reuven built the wall. Maybe Shimon built the wall. Maybe Did they both build the wall? This is a dry the b'mah. A simple answer. B'shnayim mochzik b'talis is not instantly a suffix. What would I say? Who's to both of them? That's one suggestion. Another suggestion they bring here as well, Shmozovsky. It's not considered a suffix mitzad the etzim situation. Why? It's that we have, because it's ochzin, it changes the picture. Now it's like I have competing proofs. This one's ochzin says a raya that it's his, he's holding it. This one's holding on the other side. Dvar d'mona means without any rayas, just the raw situation brings a suffix to it. Once you start making it more complex, because there's a leverage, there's an ochzin, then it's no longer dvar d'mona. Interesting. That's what he says. And then there's a third svar that they bring. He brings from his father, whoever that wrote the Milui Choshen, if you get to Mitrovsky, by the name of the person who put it together. He says, interesting part, it is Aidei Tanoseim because the Ochzin itself is the equivalent of a Taina. It's not just a Kur Shali. You're holding it, it's like you're saying, it's mine. So you have two people crying out, it's my Talis. It's as if the Kur Shali is inherent in the Ochzin. Of course, they could say Chefya Shali too, but to the extent that they say Kur Shali, the Kur Shali is through the Ochzin. So the very situation is the tainus. If the taina could be the words coming out of their mouth, the taina could be holding on. These are all such various ways around answering the kasha b'ksos. But again, it's pashup shan tosis. You have to know what to say. Tosis says, our case is dvar de mamona. And obviously, the case of shnayim v'tachos is not. And why it's yachloku versus kodem gavar is going to have to be explained with other possible answers, be it ochs and shiny, be it vadai ramai, other things that you have in Tosas Dav Beis, and also later Lamed Hey, exactly why you say yachloku over there, bamitzia Dav Beis, and why it's not kodem gavar, it's its own inyan. But meanwhile, what about the drad de mamona distinction? Why is our case drad de mamona and not that case? We have a few different svaras. First, maybe the most obvious is to say, we assume it's both of theirs. They're both holding on to it. Here, I don't assume it's both of theirs. I don't know. It just very well could be Reuven's wall or Shimon's wall. Right? And then you have the other possible svaras as well. Questions? A few people had hands up. Yeah.
How different are the second and third answer? Do you think this is a different way to say
the same thing? Similar, but not exactly the same.
Why are they not? What's the difference?
He's saying that the second explanation is that the Siba L'Estapek originates without any added support for each for the respective sides. It's just the story itself. Here, the reason why I've caused to think that it's one person or the other is because of the Olsen. You're saying, let that be part of the scenario. That's good for the, that's the built-in case.
Saying that yeah. Grabbing is yeah. Tighter, saying it's a proof, yeah. Which is it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, you think about it a little bit more. Okay, I want you to have exosis, kasha, just because pashup shantosis. Let's go to the Shita Mekubetzis. I know everyone struggled very much. The Shita, of course, is a B'tzal Ashkenazi, the time of the Arizal. But what the Shita did was he quotes Rishonim. And in those days, it wasn't easy to find Rishonim. He had a big library, a B'tzal Ashkenazi, and he quotes Rishonim all the time. So the Tosa Rush is quoted in the Shita. And the truth is, the Emes is that this Tosa Rush, and what he says, you'll also find in Rishonim and Davdalet. For example, in the Chedush Aran, you can track it over there and see the same basic discussion that you see in Tosa Rush. We read it in Tosa Rush, but the basic Svara is also in Iran, and you have to know what he means exactly. Where does the Tosa Rush differ from Tosis? Does he differ fundamentally in the principles spelled out in Tosis? That Tfisa cannot work, La'achash and Nolad a Suffik that had a Psak of Yachloku? Does the Rush disagree with that idea? Fundamentally, the Rush understands that if there's a psak of Yachloku, for whatever reason, Dvar de Mamona or whatever, and then somebody's going to grab it, and granted, it'll be a Tanis Bari. It won't help once there's already a basis to say Yachloku. And whatever the Hezbo will say, because it's already a psak locked in for Yachloku, or because the person that you want to deprive You can't do it because he's already entitled to a share without a raya, the way we said it. I don't think the Rush is not arguing on that idea, that concept. He's arguing on the application of that to our situation. Because what did Tosa say about our case? What kind of a tefisa is it? La'achash no a suffix, that there's already a yachloku hanging over this suffix. What the Rush seems to be saying is, it's not the case. It's not viewed as a suffix until later. And therefore the tefisa is no different than the tefisa that works by Machir Parva Chamor. But how does he explain it? Let's take a look. He references the Gemara, by the way, in Bar Mitzvah, that Tofa Echad Defaneinu by Shnei Mokhsim Betalis, that he won't be able to be Tofes L'Achash Noed HaSafik. That's one of his points. So he says like this. U'mishani L'Tzvicha D'Nafu Shusa D'Chad Minayu. That's the Gemara. Okay, let's go on. We'll come back to the point. V'shani Chatzah Shul Tikna. We'll come back to that. He says, the afagav, he basically is using as the, what is the answer to Tosis Kasha according to Tosis Rush? Why do you need Lefichach? Okay, everything starts with that. What's the answer to Tosis Kasha? Why do you need Lefichach? Anan Sahadi, they built it together. Wouldn't it be that way anyway? What's the answer? Because the case, you need it for the case that it fell like Rashi in the Mishnah, right? Rashi in the Mishnah, which is really the Gemara Daf Dalid at the first glance. That's what Gemara is saying. Get to the Gemara, that it fell into one person's rishus, and that's where he would have won, and that's why you need this lefichach to tell me that it goes to both of them. But how would he have won? Right? What happened to those ideas that you can't have tefisa le'achar shenol and a suffix with his yachloku? That's where the Rush is going to differ. That's where his point of contention is with Tosis. So he says the answer is it fell into rishus of one of them. We'll deal with the question of Bikkur. We have to get to that too. I Tosa had a riot in the case of Chazis and so on. We'll come to that soon. Hilkach, ilav the yachol chufa mitchila, livnos hakosel imo. If not for the fact that we know that one of these neighbors could force the other one to build jointly this wall, everyone see where I'm meeting in the middle? Hilkach, without that, imnafa rishusa echad, if it would fall into rishus of one of them, hayanem and lomar, he'd be believed to say, if the stones are by him, ani benisa mitchilo levadi, I built this by myself. But why is this true? Why would he be believed? The af al gav shembo ladin ledin ala kosa ba'o de kayam hayinu poskim wehem adin shechloku. Wait a second. If they would come to Din Torah when the war was there, each one would say, Kosho is mine, I built it. The other one would say, I built it. What would Beis Din say to them? Yechok. Right? He grants that. That's not in dispute. Nikomakam. Kevan shilo noda lanu shum suffik bekoso kodim nefila. Now, his words are, we don't know of any suffik before it falls. Hypothetically speaking, right? If they would come, they'd be a psak of yachloku. But we don't know of any suffik. The efsher also shenafku avanim l'shuso ilu haya omer kishahaya kosu omer. This guy who now has all the stones by him, if he would have said back in time when the wall was still standing, shalihu haya chavei romodel. For all we know, this guy who has the stones by him, had he spoken earlier, the other one would have agreed. Yeah, yours. Nimsa shelo nolad lanu suffik at achan nefila. So it turns out it's like the suffik did not really be created until afterwards. Hilkach domi lemachet parva chamar v'abayis ve'aliyah shenaflu. In those two cases, Atosis mentioned that therefore the one who has in nirishus wins for a tfisa that's not called la'acha shenol at a suffik. V'asgin basa cheskes mama. Lo domi l'shnai mochzim betalis. In other words, you have to have a betalis that the psak should be yachloku, rendered yachloku, and then what happens? One of the two people decides to be aggressive and grabs the whole talis by him, and what's the halacha? Mutziyim miyada. So what is our case like if it fell into one person's rishus? It's like analogous to the case of machapar v'chamor. Why? Because the suffix is not viewed as really being nolad until later. Again, the outline of what the Rosh is saying, and you see the Ran and Daf Dalet, similar language, is he arguing on the fundamental conceptual underpinnings of what Tosis is saying? No. Mamad amud b'safik, I can hear that that's what it is over here. And the idea that you can't come afterwards and be tofes subsequent to safik, he's in agreement. But yet, he still is trying to say, but this is not called grabbing it achash no a suffix. Why not? That's what's missing here with the word. So why not? So what did he give us to work with? Because the one who has now the stones by him, if he would have said so way back when, perhaps the other guy would have agreed. Okay, maybe he would have agreed. For sure he would have agreed? No. So I would argue, and he's daiti, you know. I'm just trying to understand. Like, kozeh is b'chal the suffix. In other words, the suffix that exists when the kozeh is here is, right now they're not saying anything, right? But I have a wall, and I don't know! Reuven's wall, Shimon's wall, I don't know. And what if Reuven opened his mouth right now and said, it's my wall? So maybe Shimon would say, no, it's not, it's mine. Or maybe Shem would say, yeah, it's yours. But that also enters into the suffix. So what does the rush mean? Because we don't have a suffix until later. Why not? Why not? The fact that Reuven, who has the stones, had he said something earlier, Shem might have agreed. But he might not have agreed. So what does the rush mean? So why does that tefisa take effect? Why isn't it tefisa achash nolad safik achash that is already chal psak? What could pshat be pshat? What could be pshat in the rush? Where is he differing from Tosis?
This is not what I was talking to Rebbe back in Seder, but
you have a pshat.
I mean, just on the surface, Rebbe just said that it factors into the suffix, so that sounds almost like a sfeik sfeika that. Even if you were to say that it isn't his, and then it's still something about who it belongs to, because even if he claims that he did build it with him, so then that's not even for sure that he's actually telling the truth. So it's a fake.
I don't know who built the wall. If anyone would speak up, the other one might agree, might not agree. Why is that a suffix?
And even if he didn't agree and said that it really did belong to him also, that's also still...
It's a one suffix. No, the suffix is who built the wall. And part of that suffix would translate into what would the other guy say if Reuven would say it's my wall. Would Shimon agree to Reuven or vice versa? It's all the same suffix.
If the suffix would even come into play...
They haven't come to argue. But good, but why isn't it inherently a suffix in that situation?
Isn't that only two separate inyanim? Whether or not we will argue is a suffix, and even if we do argue, then that's another suffix, right? Whose wall is it?
I don't think it's a separate suffix. Why is it a separate suffix? It's the same issue. And part of the same issue would also translate into which one react to the other person's claim. What's the pshat?
Isn't that the Rosh's point? The very fact that there's a possibility of a case... that it could be that's why you need to specify the specific case.
But there's a possibility that case would not be Hodah. It wouldn't be Hodah.
Right, but meaning when you have a vague mission without a Leficha, it could be any case that makes sense to fit in the context, and because that is one possible situation, and it then wouldn't be Yachoku, so then it doesn't fit in with the mission.
The issue in the Rush is not about Yachoku. It's about whether the Tfisa would accomplish anything, that therefore you need the... Lefichach to tell me otherwise.
Right, meaning it wouldn't be.
No, but so where are you? So everyone, here Aryeh's point. What Aryeh is beginning to say, I'm beginning to think like this also. That's why I don't know if the words are for perfect, though. I tell you, what you're saying is what I was thinking too. I don't know if it's pshat or not. I'm going to tell you what I think you're saying. It's more subtle. Leave the words on the side for a second. I'm not sure. But when we explained Tosis, after we went from the first Pshat Kuntas HaSfeikah, said it's L'Achash Noah HaSafik, we went to the other idea, right? That it's not about this Tfisa L'Achash Noah HaSafik, per se. Tanis Bari could work. It's the fact that it's a Tfisa after there was a Safik that had in it, what? a yachlok, be it the way he put it, that you can't alter the psak, be it the way that we said it, that you can't deprive a person who's already ready to get a stake of the yachloku from that suffix. That can't be deprived of it. So it's on that nekuda that the Rush is coming to argue. Again, I don't want to leave the words on the side for a second. Just think of it outside the svar. In other words, it's not that there's no suffix. I see a wall between Reuven and Shimon. There is a suffix. Maybe Reuven's wall, maybe Shimon's wall, maybe both. There is a suffix. But the problem that Tosis is presenting, that you can't become a muchzik when the stones fall to one side, is not purely because it was a suffix. As we explained, it's because it was a suffix that had in it, already hovering in it, inherent in that suffix is already the yachloku, meaning as a psak of yachloku that we can't tamper with, or the stake of the yachloku that is already entitling each party to their half, and you can't mess with that. You can't deprive him of that. That's why the tefisa can't work, because it's already destined for this person to have his half of a yachloku within the suffix. That's where the Rush and the Ran are coming to disagree. In other words, I don't see the situation as a suffix that's calling out for a resolution of yachloku yet. Because after that, if Reuven would speak, then Shimon would agree. So it's not that there isn't a suffix, but it's not a suffix that rises to the level that it's therefore the yachloku is already embedded in this suffix. The yachloku being embedded in the suffix is only coming about later on when the wolf falls down. Again, that's what I'm hearing you say, and I hear this far. I don't know if the words are exactly saying that. Be other ways to learn to. Maybe he's talking about Dvar D'Mamona. He doesn't use those words either. Maybe he means something like that. I don't know. Maybe it's not Dvar D'Mamona he's trying to say. I don't know exactly. Maybe you have to wait to Davdal with the Rishonim. But in Svara, I think there's what to say. That maybe the difference in the Kuda is not that there isn't a suffix, but it's not a suffix that we can define as a suffix that is already lending itself to a resolution of the Achloku, that therefore we can't mess with that and change that, however you want to explain the change, from that to becoming a muhsik. One more loose end, and again, we'll probably have to leave the second half of Tosis for next day, and maybe a little bit of Rosh Hashanah if we have time. Just one more important piece in this is the raya that Tosis brought to his yesod, right? What did Tosis say? That once there's a suffix chal, and as we're masbir, once it was already a yachloku that is inherent in the suffix, then tefisa cannot work for you. Tosis didn't just say it out of thin air. Tosis had a right. What was the raya? The gemara. What is the gemara that Tosis quotes? The gemara at Akasha in the case in Bika. Bika, Malkam Shnagu Shalaligdar, Eim Chayvin, but if they both want to build a koso in a Bika, so then what do they do? They both create chazis for the wall, and then we know if it falls, it's Shoshnei. Right? Asks the Gemara, Tosis quotes the Gemara, that asks, why do you have to have both of them make a chazis? Lo yasu chazis, lo zev lo lezet. Let neither make a chazis, and it'll be the same thing. Says Tosis, wait a second. But if you don't make a chazis at all, then what would happen if what? The wall falls by one of them to one side. Wouldn't he win based on being a muchzik? And therefore you need the chazis on both of their, on both sides, in order that it can become both of theirs, even in a case like that. So what's the Gemara's kash? So what's Tosus use that as a proof? Must be that even if it falls in the rishus of one of them, it's not going to change the halacha of suffik mammon. It's still going to be achloku anyway. And if the Gemara's kasha is, you don't need a chazis at all. That was Tosus right. Nope. Now that we see Tosus Rush, for example, argues, and we saw already Rashi too on the Mishnah, that the answer to the Kash of Tosis is, I need a lefichach, because an afkamina would be if it falls into one rishus. But have the Gemara, Tosis brings a right from the Gemara. That falling into one rishus does not make you into a muchzik. Otherwise, what's the Gemara's Kash? You need a chazis by both of them. Otherwise, if it falls into one rishus, then right, then you would have a muchzik. So you need a chazis by both. So what's the Tosef Rush, for example, going to do with the Gemara? With the Gemara? So again, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, but the answer, Kibega points this out, but if you look in Rashi in that Gemara, you see a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Just Take a peek at that Gemara that Tosfos quotes on Daf Dalet and Beis, just a little before the Mishnah, the new Mishnah, right? In Lasu Midas Shneim, what does the Gemara ask? Lo Yasu Lo Zev Lo Lezeh. So look at Rashi. The Lo Yasu Chazis is Rashi. Lo Lezeh Lo Lezeh. Don't make a chazis at all. Don't make any kind of indicator or marker. And what would be then? Vahare simin shelo asaha echad b'shelo. And that itself would be the indication that it wasn't made by one party alone. She'ilu asaha ha'osa chazis in b'chutz. Rabbi say, how did Rashi win the Gemara? How did Rashi win the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha is that by not making a simon at all, that itself becomes the indication that it's both of it. Tosis is learning kasha simply. No chazis, mamun abut v'safik chokin, I falls into one v'shus, doesn't change. That's Tosis right. Rashi is learning differently. The Gemara's kasha is, make no chazis, and if it would have been one person's wall, he would have made a chazis. So what do you have to have two signs, have no signs, and that itself, the lack of a chazis, becomes indication that's both of this. If that's the pshat in the Gemara, then already everything is good. We only have to add one more thing. So now you'll ask us for asala. So now, back to our Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah. So while was the kasha, Tosfos asks, what do you need lefikach by a chatzer? Lefikach, forget about the lefikach. Forget about the fact that we know that they're forcing each other to build a wall. The halacha should be that it should be achroku, because we don't know whose wall it is, whose stone is it, whose stones they are. What are you going to say? Nafkamina is, Rashi answers, it falls into the reshus of one of them. Yeah. But there's no chazis. So there's no chazis. Shouldn't that, again, make it both of this? The same way the Gemara says in Davdali by Bika. So what have we solved? What have we solved? What are we trying to answer? Rashi, the Rosh, they're going to learn the Gemara simply. You need lefichach in the beginning of the Mishnah by Chatzar, if it fell into one person's reshus, and you would have thought he wins because he's a muchzik. That's why you need lefichach, that we know they built it together. I, the Gemara, davdavad and beis, is mashma, that falls to one reshus, he doesn't become a muchzik. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said, if you don't have a chazis at all, then you know they both built it together. So then over, it's only by Bika. Why? Because the takan of chazis gets into the question that was shown him. Was there a takan of chazis made by chatzar? Exactly. The Mishnah only talks about a chazis in a Bika case. No mention of chazis. Now, in Tosis, we were medayik, in the beginning of Tosis, if you remember, what was mashma Tosis? That chazis does work by chatzar. There's a big tumult that was shown him. But the Mishnah doesn't mention chazis earlier. Just like it doesn't mention Nagu Shalo Ligdor by chatzar. That was a Hoshal also Rishonim. Does that relate to chatzar? So if you hold like Rashi, if Rashi will hold, Rashi Davdad and Beis, and the Rashi will go like that, that there was never a takon of chazis by chatzar. So not having a chazis doesn't show anything. So then everything's kishmak. Then you need the lefichach for the case which falls into one person's reshus. A tfisa, it won't be considered. It will be considered a tfisa, unlike Tosfos. Because, again, it's not going to have the same problem that Tosfos presents, because it's not chal yachloku yet, whatever you'll say. Yeah, and that's the answer to Tosfos' kasha. I, the Gemara, Davdal, Tosfos brought a right from the Gemara that if falls into one person b'shus, it doesn't make him a muchzik. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara didn't say, don't make a chazis, and the Meila, it's going to be automatically yachloku no matter what happens. The Gemara says, no chazis at all. That's the proof that they both made it together. Okay, so that's the pshat in the Gemara. There's no raya from the Gemara to Tosfos Yesod. So again, these are the loose ends all relating to the first half of Tosfos. The next step, of course, is to go to Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos is going to do is quote the Gemara. The Gemara itself asks Pshita on the Mishnah, on the Lefichach. The Gemara itself gives the Teretz, where Tzvicha Dinav Achad Minayu, Tosfos made of a Hisalamta, on the Gemara, and the whole half of Tosfos. You don't know the Gemara. Tosfos wakes up, Ki'ilu, Kiviyachal, and the Teretz. Yeshlomar, the Gemara's kasha is this, but then what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara says, Nafush is Chad Minayim. We just got finished saying it doesn't do anything for you. So Tosfos is going to have to, of course, reinterpret the Gemara, and that's going to get us to the whole Indian of Cheskes Metaltulin, Shobishu Soharbe. This will take us certainly to Rosh Hashanah. After that, we'll see. Okay, a little bit of the end of the Yom Kippur.